VentureCast.
Today in studio with me, I have my friend, and then we're going to talk about you being a grandmother, or you like to be called a granny. You are granny to children, adults and not so adult, but yet you find yourself raising your granddaughter.
Big truth,
big hope, big hurts, big chances.
Big truth,
big dreams, big goals, big consequences.
Big truth,
big love, big lies, big choices.
Big Truth with Pastor Julie Norwood Cooper.
You know, they say that being a parent is like a lifelong responsibility, privilege, and ultimately a legacy to pass on your life through your children and their children. Sometimes when we get to the end of raising our child, they've reached that level of maturity where they're like off to college, off to work, out of the house, and you get to be a non-custodial parent, things abruptly change. Today in studio with me, I have my friend, and then we're going to talk about you being a grandmother, or you like to be called a granny. You are granny to children, adults and not so adult, but yet you find yourself raising your granddaughter. So welcome to Big Truth.
Hey, girl, you know, this is my first time here to speak on my grandchildren. There's four. As a matter of fact, thought I would just be a grandma. However, I became mom, granny, friend, listener, confidant. That's who I became.
How many kids do you have?
I have one daughter.
And did you have her young or later in life?
I had my daughter at the age of 19.
Tell me what that was like. I mean, like, you were a teenager. So what was it like having a baby at 19?
It wasn't the easiest thing in the world. However, I had to grow up a little faster than I imagined. Had to go for a trade school in order to be able to feed my daughter. Was on my job for 42 years, which was a great thing. Having a baby at the age of 19 helped me grow up really fast, but also gave me a great career. It also taught me a lot by working around older women at the age of 19. That taught me so many different ins and outs about life, because those older women also had older children. Before I knew it, with my daughter, she ended up pregnant and she had a daughter. Didn't realize that I would end up raising my eldest granddaughter from the age of, well, let's say right out of the hospital, from the hospital into my arms, into my bed. From there, now she's 23 years old. Never imagined it.
So at what age did your daughter have a baby?
My daughter had the eldest granddaughter at the age of 22.
But yet you ended up coming home with the baby in your car seat. Do they have car seats back then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You ended up having the baby come home to you, and you were the custodial parent, I assume?
Yes.
You want to talk about how that happened?
Sure. My daughter started taking crack cocaine at that time. Didn't know she was on crack cocaine. The baby was born with crack cocaine in her system. I got a call after the child was born to come and get her by the social workers because of that situation.
Wow. So I can imagine not only are you dealing with the fact that your daughter had this baby, now you're dealing with the fact that you're going to have to probably be raising this baby, or else I would imagine the baby would go into the system. And I know as a grandmother, you didn't want that, but were you ready to raise this baby?
Not at all. I was ready to become a grandmother. I was so excited when she came into this world to where they handed her to me right there from the operating room because she had a C-section. They handed her to me and just tears just flew down my eyes. I mean, it was just, I can't describe the feeling. It's so, you love her more than you love your own child. I don't know how to put that, but if you're a grandmother, you understand that beautiful feeling that God has given us. to be able to, I don't know, love that child. And just that moment that I have not even, she has not even met me really yet. And it was an overwhelming feeling. That wasn't the only grandchild. After my first grandchild became the age of two, she had another daughter, my daughter did, another child. I also ended up with that child, not straight from the hospital, but by the time this child became a year and a half, I ended up with her also. My daughter later on in time had a son, and I didn't end up with him. He went into foster care. With him going into foster care, I was only be able to visit him.
So when the second granddaughter came, you still had the first granddaughter?
Yes.
So now all of a sudden, grandma is mom to not one but two grandchildren, and then you're visiting the third grandchild, which is in foster care. Wow. How long did you have those children in your care?
I had both girls up until they were 7 and 8. After that, my daughter decided to go into rehab to get herself together, to start working. You know, she was doing well. But she still didn't end up with her son. Her son was adopted. And after the adoption, she became pregnant again with the fourth child, which was a girl. I ended up with the fourth child, whom I have today.
The fourth grandchild currently is in your care, living at your house. So how long have you been a grandmom? That's what I want to call this. I know you're granny, but you are a grandmom, because having your grandchildren under your custodial care is like being a mom all over again. And so with the youngest grandchild still living in your house, how does that affect you? Because you're retired, right?
Yes.
Which I find hard to believe, because you're so beautiful. This woman has the best skin. Like, you know, whatever. But she doesn't look like she's even a mom, to be honest with you. And so you've got all of this responsibility. Fast forward us to today. Tell us where the grandchildren are and about the youngest one that's living with you.
Well, at this moment, the eldest one, her birthday's around the corner. However, she would be 23. She has a son of her own, so I am a great grandmother. And also the second granddaughter, she is now 21, and she has a daughter of her own. So yes, I have a great-grandson and a great-granddaughter. My grandson is now living on his own as well. He is now 19. And my granddaughter, whom is living with me, she is 17, and she'll be 18 pretty soon, in a few months or so. It's kind of tough as time goes on and things change, life change, the state system change, to where it makes it even harder for you to be able to say, do things like the old-fashioned way. You know what I mean about the old-fashioned way? You could put them on punishment at this time, that time, or what have you. You can't speak to them the way you used to speak to a child back in my time, which is in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know. You could only raise your voice so much. It's totally different for what I'm used to doing. I would like to be a grandmother, not a mother again. The other day, as a matter of fact, I picked up my granddaughter from school, and we were going through a little changing, you know, how teenagers do. Sometimes they get into a little trouble here or there. Girls, you know, your hair is longer than mine, your nails prettier, all that stuff. Anyhow, I asked her, she was kind of a little down that day. I asked her, can I be a grandmother today? And I decided to take her to Starbucks, because I used to take her to Starbucks every once in a while when she came. She smiled so big. And she was like, okay, granny, sure. And so I took her there. She had a great day after that. But I would love to be a grandmother, and not so much a mom. A mom's role is totally different than being a grandmother. A grandmother's role is you can relax, go and visit the children and spoil them rotten and give them back. Well, I can't give her back. She's mine. You know what I mean? Every day, 24/7, every second of the day, anything goes wrong. I'm glad I have a relationship with her where she can open up and speak with me or talk to me. You know, just about anything, boys, school, birds and bees, as they call it back in the days. Yes. And we have that kind of a relationship, but it's not easy as you get older.
So as a grandmother, with the role of being a mom to this young girl 24/7, as you said, how has it affected you personally?
Personally, there's a lot of things that I had to stop doing for me to where I had to step in and do for her. Had to find a babysitter, having to, when it comes to vacation time, you have to work your time around their time. You know what I mean? If they have school, you can't really go on vacation for during the weekday. You have to go on vacation like during the weekend because they have schooling. I'm retired now, so it's not what I expected. You know, when it was time for me to retire, I wanted to retire and go and say, okay, well, any day, every day I could go anywhere, anytime, wake up in the middle of the night and decide if I wanted to book a ticket to go to Hawaii, if I wanted to drive to San Francisco, if I wanted to do whatever, I can do that. But with the grandchild, you have to put a lot of things on hold and pray to God that once this child grows up and gets out, that you still have the strength to do so. You know, I don't regret it so much. I don't. But because I'm glad God gave me the strength, the mind, the opportunity to have a part or piece in my grandchildren's life for whatever reason it was that he thought that I should be there. Not that I thought, that he thought that I should be there to make it better for them. I don't know where they would have been today, but he knew, not me. He knew. And he's given me the strength every day to get up, to wake her up in the morning. And it has altered my time and my days, but it's okay because I know he's there and he's going to make time for me when it's time for me to really retire.
I love that. And isn't that the truth? That's the saving grace when life happens because, and you know, life happens. Things just happen. And that's the awesome thing about the Lord is he knows it all. And your time will come when you are no longer a custodial grandmom. The other kids that you've raised who now have children of their own, like, again, I can't believe you're a great grandmother. We'll have to talk about your skincare next time. But how's your relationship with them now that they're adults, you know, moms on their own?
My three eldest grandchildren, they're out on their own, and the eldest one, that's 23, she's still trying to find her way, still calls grandma. I should say all three of them still call grandma, still wants grandma's opinion, still need grandma help, even though they could still call their mother today and speak with their mother, ask their mother anything. Yet and still, they still call me and asked for my opinion. One day, my eldest granddaughter called and she said, Granny, my mom wants to watch my son. Should I let her watch my son? And I had to tell her, of course, she's the grandmother. Why are you calling me asking me? She said, well, Granny, I just wanted to make sure it was okay and that it was okay with you and you thought it was okay for my mom to watch my son and that he was going to be protected. I said, baby, she's okay. And now the second to the eldest, she also asked the same thing. She has the granddaughter. And she said, Granny, I'm kind of a little afraid for my mom to have my daughter by herself right now. I said, well, sit with her for a little while. See how she reacts with the baby and you'll be okay. And the baby will be okay. But yet and still they have this comfort zone that they feel with me. I just finished talking to the second oldest one the other day, my grandson, he's also calls me, and to see how Granny's doing. And he'll call me maybe twice a week. Granny, I just called to see how you doing. And, you know, and he jokes around with me or whatever, you know. And it's a beautiful feeling now that they're not, I don't have to be the mother, but then yet and still I am kind of, sort of. But it also feels more comfortable, I guess, that I can still be a grandmother, but yet instill a confidant.
I think that's total evidence that they love you and that they value you. And I know that as a grandparent, sometimes that's not always the case. And so really that's, you know, the silver lining in the cloud. And it's an amazing testimony of their respect for you. So if you were, in hindsight, as you look back, if you could speak to yourself going through this or someone else that's just tired of taking the responsibility and wants to be a grandma but has to be a mom, how do you encourage yourself?
The first thing I can tell you, or the only thing that I could probably tell you, is go to the Lord. Go to the Lord, but make sure you hear Him, not yourself. Make sure you hear Him. He would guide you whichever way, any way. He would speak with you. He would walk with you. He would talk with you. He would cry with you. He would have that shoulder for you. But you can do it. Just open up your arms. Feel comfortable. It's going to be okay. You know, when I think about it, you know, I know in my heart and my soul that it was the Lord that walked me through, that carried me through this whole thing. Some mornings, well, I'm going to say every morning, when I had to get up and go to work and I had three children beside myself to take, to drop off and start my day, I had to get up and drop one granddaughter at one place, the other at another place, the baby little ways away from the home, and then I had to take myself to work and had to do the same routine every day for 5 days during the week. I could also remember one morning when one child got sick, then the other one got sick that same morning. Then the baby got sick and I had to call in from work and tell my boss, hey, you know, I can't come to work today because the kids are sick. He said, okay, well, go ahead and stay home. That next morning, they were fine. However, I don't know what happened, something they might have eaten or what have you, but we went out that morning and had a great time. I'm just saying every day with those children wasn't a bad day. I also enjoyed those days and also enjoyed that time to put in all that love, all that attention. And I thank God that He did and was there for me to carry me through those days when I thought that I wasn't going to be able to make it. And He said, oh, yes, you can. And oh, yes, you're going to do it. And then when He brought this my last granddaughter in, I said, oh, Lord, this is just too much. He said, oh, no, it's not. Hold on, sister. Hold on. You're going to do this. And she's here. And I'm going to do this. And so can you. And I know you can. But just put it in the Lord's hands.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your journey of grandmom, I think is what we said earlier. Life happens, Edna, and thank God for you and thank God for others. Maybe it's a grandfather, maybe it's an uncle, you know, raising those children that need that stability. I read just this week that children have basic necessities beyond like clothing and provision. They want to be loved, they need stability, they want to be heard, and they want to be reassured that it's going to be okay. And I think that's exactly what you have done being a grandmom. So hats off to you. Thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Till next time, be sure to share this with someone else, please. And thank you. God bless you and live big truth.
Well, Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Electric Acid.
Have you ever wondered what actually happens in Congress every day? Stay informed on Capitol Hill's daily happenings with a concise, factual summary of the Senate and House of Representatives' activities from the previous session, free from bias, on the Congressional Record Daily Digest podcast. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and discover the process from the heart of U.S. politics. The Congressional Record Daily Digest, an Electricast production.
Electricast. Electricast.